Venezuela, Juan Guaido's number 2 freed after being towed into prison. By Francis Martel on September 18, 2019. The socialist dictatorship ruling Venezuela released Edgar Zambrano, first vice president of the National Assembly, from political prison late Tuesday, following talks between dictator Nicolás Maduro and various Marxist minority factions in the country. The Maduro regime abducted Zambrano in May in retaliation for President Juan Guaido, who as president of the National Assembly was Zambrano's boss, announcing that he would launch a campaign to wrest control of the Venezuelan military out of Maduro's hands. Zambrano refused to leave his car to address members of Maduro's secret police, the SOPIN, so SOPIN agents towed his car into the helicoid, the regime's most notorious political prison. As Maduro has not been a legitimate head of state of the country since January, and the National Assembly used its constitutional powers to make Guaido interim president to fill the void, Guaido is also the legitimate commander-in-chief of the country's armed forces. Military leaders have remained loyal to Maduro, however, making it impossible for Guaido to use his constitutional powers. Maduro's socialist tribunal announced on Tuesday that Zambrano is facing charges of attempts against the Venezuelan state, but that he would now await sentencing in a state of limited freedom, in which he will have to report to a court every 30 days to ensure he does not leave the country. Venezuelan state television cited Maduro's attorney general, Tarek William Saab, as saying that Zambrano's freedom was a direct result of the alleged dialogue between the regime and the opposition, an assortment of Marxist groups to which Guaido, also a member of a socialist political party, does not belong. Zambrano spent about 4 months in prison despite the Maduro regime not producing any evidence tying him to criminal activity. His dramatic arrest occurred in early April in front of the National Assembly. Zambrano was driving when SOPIN agents surrounded his car and demanded he step out. Instead, he took to Twitter, narrating the details of his apprehension. "We alert all the people of Venezuela that at this moment, 6:35 p.m., we are surrounded by SOPIN agents. We are in our vehicle at the headquarters of Political Party, Democratic Action in La Florida, a Caracas street," he wrote on May 8. Less than an hour later, SOPIN agents tied his car to a tow truck and hoisted him away. "We were surprised by the SOPIN, as we refused to get out of our vehicle. They used a tow truck to transfer us forcibly to the helicoid. We Democrats will stay firm on our feet in this struggle," he wrote on Twitter. Following his release, Zambrano used his first moments in public to demand freedom for all political prisoners. "There must be a significant effort, first of all, to secure the liberation of all political prisoners, civilian and military," he told reporters. He described his prison time as being caged like animals and said that talks with the regime may soon generate the release of as many as 58 political prisoners. According to the Venezuelan Penal Forum, an NGO dedicated to tracking prisoners of conscience in the South American country, there are currently 477 political prisoners in Venezuela and over 8,000 people under precautionary deprivation of liberty measures, like house arrest or probation, in the country. Guaido participated in negotiations with the regime for months following his rise to power in January. As any negotiation with the regime remains extremely unpopular among Venezuelans, Guaido insisted that the talks were not negotiations, but mediations, without explaining the difference. Finding that the talks yielded nothing but time for the regime to regroup, Guaido walked out in early July, but changed his mind by the end of the week. Guaido is currently not in talks with the Maduro regime. Instead, Maduro has launched a dialogue with the Movement Towards Socialism, Progressive Alliance, and Red Flag Parties, a consortium of unpopular Marxist groups. As a result of the talks, the United Socialist Party of Venezuela, PSUV, Maduro's party, will soon re-enter the National Assembly, which it walked out on and replaced with an unconstitutional National Constituent Assembly in 2017. Returning to the constitutional legislature may allow Maduro to unseat Guaido from the inside, though Maduro does not currently hold any legal public office. Members of the opposition have reacted to Zambrano's release with caution. Journalist Abeyase Pacheco referred to his release as a distraction, a play to try to create a smokescreen to empower Maduro. Julio Borges, a senior opposition member, rejected Maduro's hostage trading. Nicolas Maduro is trading his dictatorship's hostages at the convenience of his miserable project to stay in power, Borges wrote on Twitter. We are happy that his victim, Edgar Zambrano, is free, but we cannot lose the context of what is truly behind this. Maria Corina Machado, one of the few conservative members of the Venezuelan opposition, issued a statement saying she was happy Zambrano was out of prison, but he is not free. We will all only be free once we expel these mafias from power. All the truth is known, as justice is done, she said. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.